Morning to Martin Howe from IT Know-How. Morning, how are you?
Morning, Steve.
Good, good. It's our weekly PC workshop, and I know this week you're featuring questions from listeners.
Yes, a couple of listeners' questions. I've got three questions. We'll do a couple now. The first one, I got an email from a lady saying that she was getting attachments on her emails from the association she belongs to, but she couldn't open them. Now, in fairness, that could be a number of things, so I did actually get in touch with the lady to find out a little bit more information. Now, she was receiving Word documents that were itineraries and newsletters and things like that, which she couldn't open. And the reason she couldn't open them was they were coming to her in the latest Word format, which is ends. So the file extension on the end of the name is .docx. So it's docx.
Right.
And that comes with Word 2007, Word 2010, and Word 2013. She only had Word 2003. So basically her word was going, what the hell's that? No idea what that is. Anyway, so the long short of it is, how you get around that, there are two things to do. Firstly, the Microsoft recommended solution, buy the latest version. But that's going to cost you £100. That's one. And as an alternative, you can download a piece of software that will make your Word 2003 and older versions of Word understand the new format. If you go to Google and you type in Word compatibility pack, and if you do those words specifically, the very top search that comes out is from Microsoft. If you follow that link, it takes you to a page, and then staring you in the face is download this, and just follow your nose, download it, run the software. It just literally will walk you through it, and that will then allow your older version of Word to open the newer versions of the Word documents.
Useful. So that's okay. Word compatibility pack.
Correct.
Great.
Okay.
Yep.
Now the second thing, just to mention at this particular point, we have a delivery guy that comes into us that listens to Tone FM, and called Phil.
Phil, hello Phil, morning.
Phil the delivery man. And he spoke to me and said, now some weeks ago I mentioned on one of these sessions that we how to change the background picture on your computer screen. So he said, and how does he do it again? He said. So I said, right, okay, I'll repeat it for you on knowing that we were going to be doing listeners' questions. So, as a quick recap, this is what Phil was referring to is the idea that when you turn your computer on, you have a desktop background there, a picture on your screen that is set often by the manufacturer, and you can change it. And you can put one of your own pictures there. And how you do that with one of your pictures is you go to your pictures folder, you find the picture that you want to put on the, as your picture on the background. Mm-hmm. You right-click on it. A menu will appear, and in that menu, you left-click on Set as Desktop Background.
Right.
And once you've done that, the menu will disappear and everything else. Just close all the windows you've got open, and you'll now find that your picture is there in the background.
Okay.
And of course, you can change that as many times as you like as you take new pictures over. I mean, assuming we do get some... Oh, actually, I see sun out of the window. That's a bit of a freaky moment.
Picture of the sun would be good.
Exactly. If you had something that was pleasant from this summer and you wanted to set that, you, as I said, once you go to your pictures, right-click, in the menu, select Set as Desktop Background, and it's as simple as that.
Okay.
So there you go, Phil. That's one.
That's
for
way
you.
To do it. Picture folder, select your picture, right click it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and then left click. To Set as Desktop Background. Got it. Right. Wrote it down as you were saying. Okay. Martin's with us. It's our weekly PC workshop.